Welcome back to CTC. I am your gracious host, Carl, and I'm back with another episode. I know y'all normally don't see me on Friday, but I told y'all I might have a little special segment for y'all, and here it is. As y'all can see from my name, it's the MSU-Michigan rivalry episode. Not really going to be too analytical, more so of a trash-talking episode. I thought it'd be a nice little fun thing to do since it's rivalry week, and not only MSU-Michigan, but within my household as well. I'm one of maybe two Michigan State fans in my house. The rest of my family is Michigan fans. My grandfather, my father, my uncle, you name it, they probably Michigan fans. So just thought it'd be a fun little episode to bring to the show. Not everything so serious. So I'm going to introduce my guest in a second. But before I do that, I would like to ask for y'all to like, comment, or subscribe if you like the content on this channel, this show, or any of the other shows. We have the main show featuring Joe, Tomo, and Dave. We have BWT Baseball with Teddy, obviously featuring Teddy. FFC Fantasy Football with Coach Coombs, featuring Coach Coombs himself. Just had an episode drop. We have the Joe Jordan Show, Joe talking about topics he want to discuss. And we have the newly Dave's Doghouse, where he puts people in the doghouse and make people dogs. Shout out to him, made his own guy honorary doghouse member. He should have been a doghouse member, period. But hey, I got to take what I can get. So if you like any of the content on any of those shows, any of those things of that nature, please, you know, like, comment, subscribe, and go down the rabbit hole. So now, with that being said, I'm going to introduce my guest. He's my Uncle Carl, man. Michigan fan Uncle Carl.
Oh, man, here we go. Here we go. I'm gonna give up. I ain't gonna be a hater.
Oh, we gotta listen to the whole thing, or can we cut it here? Oh, I guess we gotta hear the whole thing. All right, go ahead. All right, cool.
Nephew, what's going on, baby?
What it do, man? So say what's up to the people, man.
Hey, people. Well, hold on. Before I say hi to the people, I'm a little thirsty right now. I need to get a drink.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag drink Pepsi.
Oh, man. That's a little thirsty. But, yeah, man. Hey, thank you for having me on the show. Hey, I'm a big fan, so I know it was about 4 or 5 months back that, you know, you shot me the link like, hey, me and some of my buddies are, we got this podcast, check it out. I checked it out. And I think now with the way television and way sports broadcasting is being made and, you know, put out to the mass, people are looking for new ways to get their news and entertainment. And I just wanted to give you guys your flowers because I think you guys are doing a really great job, you know, really great content, you know, accurate, you know, I'm amazed how accurate and some of the stuff that you guys put out. So, I mean, I'm spreading the word and I try to catch every episode I can. So, you know, great job to you guys on that.
Hey, man, we appreciate the support, man. We definitely do. And I know you're not saying that because you're my uncle. I know that's coming from a real genuine place. So we definitely appreciate that here. Refuse to lose. I definitely appreciate the support. And we definitely see you in the comments. You know, I know it'd be confusing some people. They'd be like, what, Carl? You just said something like this. Why are you saying this? Or what, Carl? Support Michigan? What's going on? Yeah, nah, man. So we definitely see it. We definitely appreciate it. So I got a couple questions before we get into the little rivalry spirit here. First question, how did you become a Michigan fan?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, so let me back up a little bit. So I first originally was a basketball fan before a football fan, and it all started because of the Fab Five, right? So I remember being like 9, 10 years old, watching, you know, Jalen and them boys playing basketball. They was, you know, wearing the high black socks. You know, they was the bad boys, so people was hating on them. So they, you know, had the odds stacked up against them, and I liked it. They was winners. They was winning. And I think it was like a Duke game. I seen them play first. And so I just, you know, I love the colors, you know, the blue and gold. I mean, that stuck. So I just started following them, the Fab Five. And then when football season came back around the following season, I seen Desmond play, you know, and he was off the chain. So I just fell in love with Michigan, you know, sports after that. So it was Michigan everything.
Hey, look, I almost called a timeout, but I forgot we ain't had none. All right. So my next question. All right. So seeing as though I went to MSU, you was in Michigan at the time, Grand Rapids, shout out. How did it feel when you heard that I was going to MSU?
Be honest, I mean, just putting the Michigan and Michigan State rivalry aside, I was happy. I was excited for a couple of reasons, right? First one was, hey, I got my nephew, you know, he's coming over to the state of Michigan. I'm going to be able to see him, you know, on a regular basis. So I was happy for you more so than anything to go to a big college like that. And then secondly, with me, it's all love. I mean, I just want to see the state of Michigan win. I don't live in Michigan anymore right now. But overall, I just want to see the whole state of Michigan win. But then if we're in a winning space, once you start slicing and dicing it, it's University of Michigan over everything. So I got a little bit of love for Michigan State if they're not playing Michigan. But if they're playing in Michigan, then it's whatever after that.
Hey, you and Pop already know it is not reciprocated over here. It's forget y'all all the way. It's not even close. Like, hey, look, hey, it's all love between me and you, me and Pop. But when it comes to the schools, it ain't no love there at all. Hey, y'all know man. That. But, you know, hey, we down the road. I think we fought through a major blizzard one time trying to get.
Oh, my goodness. See, now, yeah, I remember the time you're talking about. Now,
damn, so. We put through a crazy blizzard to get.
My bad.
we fought through a crazy blizzard. I remember coming over to the crib to watch the MSU Michigan the Michigan game. Y'all won 12-10. But it was like you said, it was cool knowing you was up the road an hour and a half away, man. I could come to your house any weekend I wanted to whenever I was free. Hey, come grab me. I knew you was coming to grab me. So that was cool. We got to talk basketball, got to talk football, watch the games together. That was cool for sure. I guess my last question would be, how do you feel? And I swear this is not a shot, but this is just reality. This is where we at right now. How do you feel about the cheating allegations coming off the fact that y'all just had to suspend Harbaugh for 3 games, which slap on the wrist, for recruiting violations?
So, I mean, and let me get through this, you know. This is where I feel. This is where I'm at with it. I just really feel like it's some type of hidden agenda against Harbaugh in the NCAA because the man just came off of a suspension because they dug into a situation and they deemed it enough evidence to suspend him, right? So that we had that occurrence. Now this new occurrence just came out days ago. And from what I'm hearing, it's based off the team or people from the scouting team going to games, buying tickets and watching games and then jotting down notes off of, you know, plays that the teams that they was going to be playing in the future were playing, right? They was taking notes. So the way I feel about it is, like, this isn't 1965 or something where teams are having to trade off. Like, here we go. this isn't the early 60s and 70s where teams are trading videos on, okay, here's our scouting, give us your scouting report. No, this is the new age. Like, yeah, people are going to go to your games and they're going to scout you. And coaches know this. This is why they hold clipboards and everything else in front of their lips, because they don't want you to catch on to their plays that they're calling. So, I mean, I don't know. Now, if they say that Michigan can't play in the finals, if they run the table and they can make it to the Final Four and they try to hold them back, I think that would be some bull crap, to be honest with you. So it just feels foul.
I don't know. Agenda? I feel like they're trying to this is how I feel about it, right? The cheating scandal, we have a lot to go from here. Like, I understand I don't like y'all, but I'm not going to just jump to conclusions because I don't like y'all. That wouldn't be fair. I'll be fair. I don't know what to think about them right now. Now, is it kind of fishy coming off of the recruiting violations? Yeah, but those don't go hand in hand. Recruiting and signal stealing or scouting illegalities, they're not hand to hand. Those are different. So that's fine. But you said one thing I wanted to touch on, that there's a hidden agenda against Harbaugh. I think the bigger agenda, however, that the national media wants to push is Michigan being on top again. So I would think that would outweigh any hidden agenda to knock down Harbaugh. But, I mean, I could be right, I could be wrong. Who knows? I don't know how to feel about the thing, but it is some, like, jokes going around, like, oh, Michigan outscored Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan State in the second half of, like, the past couple years. The signs were there, or we should have known when Michigan beat Ohio State twice in a row, like, the sign was there, stuff like that. But, like I said, I'm going to let the facts come out about that. I don't know what to honestly believe. Now, I did see one other thing, that it was like MSU considered not playing tomorrow because of this whole sign-stealing allegation. I think that's BS. I don't think we even consider not playing this game tomorrow. Huge rivalry. We want a chance to bring Paul Bunyan back home. It's no way we don't suit up and play this game. But y'all did try to duck Ohio State COVID. Y'all try to claim y'all had endless COVID cases. Oh, we can't play. Ohio State can't get this sixth win. Can't go to the Big Ten Championship. And they had to do some maneuvering for that. I didn't forget about that 2020. We all remember that.
Hey, look. COVID was real, though. COVID was real. I mean, I know I was hibernating. I weren't trying to get out there. So I understand
COVID was real, but the amount of cases you had on your team might have been falsified so y'all can make it look like y'all ain't have a reason to play that game. We not stupid. We stay woke. Yeah, man, that's all the questions I got for you, man. We can get right into the game. So, for those who don't know, obviously, MSU plays Michigan at MSU. 7:30, we have a night game, finally. I wish, honestly, we had a better team for said night game, but we had a night game last year, too. But Saturday, 7:30, I believe on NBC or Peacock, wherever you can watch it. You're the guest, so I'm going to let you go ahead first. Go ahead, tell me. Why you think Michigan going to win? Talk your trash. Let the people know.
Hey, look, I think this is simple, and I don't think you got to get real cute to come up with any conclusions. I mean, I was out of town for work all the way up till today. I just got back home tonight, and like I said, when I found out I was going to be able to be a guest, at first I went to start scrabbling, looking for different stats and stuff like that. But you know what? I just chalked it up to, it's pretty simple. This is the eye test. At the end of the day, Michigan is the better team. I think the country know it. Now, this is a rivalry game, so it's going to be close. Don't get it twisted. It don't matter the rankings or anything like that. I mean, this game is always usually, I would say, within three points to 7 points. So it's going to be a close game, but I think it's going to be a clinic for the quarterback. The running game is definitely going to get off. I say Michigan scores somewhere between 35 to 40 points. It's going to be a high score game. And unfortunately, my defense, I got a feeling they're just going to give up some points. It's, for it to be a close game, they're going to have to, because like I said, this is a rivalry game. I would say for the last 10 years or better, this rival game has lived up to expectations, far as, you know, the score and the competitiveness. So that's where I'm at. Michigan's going to – they're going to win hands down, like I said.
All right. Fair points. By the way, you do know your boy Donovan Edwards is in the transfer portal, correct?
I know that. Yep. I found that out this morning, actually.
I was happy to see that, man. Hey, that two-head monster had to go. Please, leave me alone. Had to go. All right, so from my end with MSU, right, I was going to look for numbers. I was going to look for stats. But then I realized there's no amount of statistics I could bring up here. There's no numbers that will point anything into my favor in this game. Nothing I will find will show any advantage that MSU has to beat Michigan. So the only thing I can talk about is how this game is such a rivalry. Throw the stats out the window. Let's buckle them chin straps, strap up them shoulder pads, and let's fight for 60 minutes. Who got the motor hot? Who is going to battle, and who is battle tested? Now, I did find one thing. The last 15 MSU-Michigan games, Michigan State has won 10 of the last 15. 10 of the last 15, MSU We all remember Michigan should have won in 2015, but he drops the snap, fumbles the football. Michigan State recovers, touchdown MSU. All you had to do was punt the ball away, and the game is over, and you found a way to lose that one. Should have won. I think that was Harbaugh's first year at Michigan, if I'm not mistaken. Now, y'all did come back, won the next year. Jabril Peppers went crazy. Y'all won the next year. But then let's go back a couple years to, I believe, 2018, where we should not have won. Yet, we win the game 14-10. Let's go back to 2021. Kenneth Walker. Everybody and their mother picked Michigan to beat Michigan State. Kenneth Walker scores 5 touchdowns. Now, we don't have a Kenneth Walker, so don't get that misconstrued. But Kenneth Walker scores 5 touchdowns, and we win the game at home 37-33 to start 8-0 against Michigan. And my last game I want to bring up. Now, Keon Coleman is no longer with MSU. He is prospering at Florida State. Shout out Keon Coleman. Last year against Michigan, we were not supposed to be in that game at all. Not only were we up early 7-3, but the game was close throughout the game. Y'all were able to move the field. Y'all could not finish drives against us, however, and y'all just pulled away late in a game that shouldn't have been close. We shouldn't have been nowhere near that game, but the game was close. Y'all pulled away late. Y'all got the win. It unfortunately led to some events we don't want to see in the tunnel. Some guys got in trouble, was threatening with, you know, jail time, things of that nature. Don't want to see it. Don't. There's no room in the sport. Let's just keep it football. Let's keep the rivalry football, fellas. But, yeah, I think with that being said, man, MSU, they do only give up 114 rushing yards a game. Now, y'all average 182, but our run defense isn't that bad, man. Cal Holiday, Darius Snow is back. Run game isn't that bad. I do want to see you talk about J.J. McCarthy having a prolific game against us. I got to see it. I have to see it. Our secondary is trash. Our secondary is trash. But I'm not as high on J.J. McCarthy as a lot of people. I seen Harbaugh say he could be the best quarterback in Michigan history. And my first initial question was, well, how bad are Michigan quarterbacks in history? Because if this is the best y'all got, then what's going on? Now, you can answer that question. I'm going to hand the mic back to you so you can answer that question for me. But I just think based on pure rivalry, based on Mel Tucker's situation, Harlan Barnett has to find a way to have a hold of this team for the rest of the year, because right now it's just not there. This can be the game to where we can at least salvage the rest of our season. So I'm going to let you go ahead.
Yeah, no. I mean, with JJ, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I definitely wouldn't say he is the best, you know, quarterback that we had in the last, you know, decade or anything like that. I say that he's with JJ, I'd say that what you see is what you get. And then he sometimes brings a little bit of streakiness, right? So Corum definitely bails him out whenever he gets in trouble. But I think this is a game where he need to showcase, you know, his ability to, you know, move the ball downfield. I think coach done worked with him long enough to get him to this point where, okay, look, it's time to show what you can do. Because if we're going to need that out of him to get to, you know, the next half of the, you know, season, right? If, especially if we want to win the Big Ten and go on beyond that. So that's why I really think he knows the amount of pressure that, you know, he may be under, and the world is watching a game like this to just see, hey, look, Michigan State may not have the best, you know, defense. They're not, I don't think they completely trash. Right. But
secondary is for sure, man. Hey, look, man, they going to show me.
Yeah. So, this, like I said, I think this is going to have to be a come out game for him for sure. And if it don't work out, I mean, like I said, Corum's going to be our fall two guy. I mean, and he's going to bail us out every time. So, but I do, like I said, I think we're going to win. It's going to be close. I'm calling somewhere between 30 something to 40 something. But we probably win between 3 to 7 points.
Okay, so I'll give a score prediction. I forgot to give one. If we have any chance of winning this game, the score has to look like something between the lines of 27-24, 28-21, something along those lines for us to have a chance. Now, I do agree with the fact that Blake Corum has bailed y'all out. I do agree with the fact that Blake Corum is the catalyst of this offense. As the offense goes, as Blake Corum goes. I agree with all that. I do feel like J.J. McCarthy is slightly overrated. Now, this is what I will say about J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy is the best quarterback that Harbaugh has brought to Michigan. Mm. I feel like that's a fair assessment. He's the best quarterback that Harbaugh has brought to Michigan. I think he's better than Shea Patterson. I think he's better than Jake Rudock by far. I think he's better than Cade McNamara. I think he's the best quarterback. Who am I missing somebody? I don't think I'm missing somebody. I think that's it.
That was it.
Joe Milton, while he was at Michigan, even though Joe Milton is struggling in Tennessee a little bit. So I do think he's the best quarterback that he brought there. Your receivers, Roman Wilson and Cornelius Johnson, I think those are outstanding receivers. The amount of yak they get is incredible. There's kind of reason to why I don't feel like McCarthy is as good, because going back to the Ohio State game, I think it was Cornelius Johnson, he took hitches 75 yards to the house, like 69 yards of yak. So, like, I just feel like he got playmakers that at that receiver position that just get them the ball in open space, and they'll turn a 5-yard gain into a 30-yard gain, or 5-yard gain to a 40-yard gain. So, now, a thing with y'all defense, man, and I got to be honest, Will Johnson coming back is huge. Cornerback, I think he's a really good cornerback, really talented cornerback for y'all. I know there's a rivalry episode, I'm talking trash, but I got to be honest as well. Like, I do think the game, if we have any chance, will be a slugfest. I'm just honestly, like I said, I'm banking on the fact it's a rivalry game. It's at home. We've lost the last two. No, we lost. We lost last year. Did we lose the last two?
Yeah, you lost the last two. Yep, last 2 years.
Sure. No. It was just last year, because last year was Kenneth rookie.
He did get us.
Yep. So yeah, we lost it last year. Man, I just gotta hope that the home crowd and the fact that we need somewhere. I know it's a lot of hoping going on in my argument, but man, I need it, bro. I need it. I can't even lie.
Look, it's funny that you brought, because I was telling somebody this the other day, because one of my buddies or whatever, he actually lived in Michigan for a little bit, and he's familiar with the Michigan State Stadium too. So if for those that haven't been in that Michigan State Stadium, it's not no great humongous stadium, but that stadium, it gets packed, fans, they come and they bring it. So that's a real thing. Like, if that stadium is packed and they get behind that team, that noise is going to get loud, and that could cause some issues. And that's a real fact. Like, it can get us just as loud as the big house, and the big house is two times the size.
Yeah, man. Hey, it was Youngstown State, but we went to a game together. So, you know firsthand. I've been to the game where a night game against Ohio State, and it definitely, I think first half it caused some issues. I think they came back and beat us. But I've been to a couple games, Ohio State. The crowd was live. I've been to, I think, Nebraska. The crowd was live. I've been to a Michigan State game at MSU, and they tried to, plant the flag and all that right before they lost in 2014 with Devin Funches and I think Taylor Lewan. 2014 or 2013. You can go back and fact check it. But they tried to do that. MSU home crowd got into it early, beat the mess out of them. So that's a fact. Spartan Stadium will be lit. We need everybody there. On the banks of the Red Cedar, man, they play good ball. Come on, MSU. With that being said, do you have anything else to talk about the game before we wrap it up?
Hey, look, I'm going to be watching. Like you said, we got a night game. I hope, it's a competitive game. I feel like Michigan's going to win. But like I said, I don't want to tune in, just to watch a blowout. So I do want it to be competitive, and I think it will be competitive. Like I said, the last decade, they both, rose to the occasion. So I think we got a good one that's going to be ahead of us tomorrow night. And then again, hey, like I said, you guys are doing a good job, man. So you guys keep it up. I deal with a lot of, mom and pop, small business owners. And, and when I open up these customers, I always tell them, hey, look, you might not see growth for the first couple of years. And, if you do things the right way and stay consistent, you start seeing that growth around year 3, 4, or maybe even 5. And I see the growth, with this. You guys are doing a great job with the production, the content, your delivery, you're consistent. So, like I said, great job to you guys. Keep it up. And I'm going to keep checking you guys out. when I get a chance.
All right, all right. So, you kind of went into your last word. So, since you talked about it, we'll get into it a little bit. Explain to the people what you do. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of got into it. So just, you know, if you feel like it, if you don't, that's perfectly fine. Choice is yours.
Yeah. So, I'm in South Florida. I'm a sales supervisor, for South Florida. Long story short, I work for Pepsi, and I oversee the sales side of things here in South Florida. So, I've been with the organization for 17 years. It's provided a great life for me. So I really love, you know, what I do. Otherwise I wouldn't be here for so long, but you know, it comes with some perks, and so that's a plus. Carlos came down to some games, football games, basketball games, etc. So, like I said, but you guys, what you're doing is amazing. So, again, hats off to you guys with this, and who knows where this is going to go. We see what happened with the guy that's on ESPN now. I don't know if I can say his name because, you know, I know things sometimes get a little touchy, but I think everybody knew what I'm talking about. He landed that big deal with ESPN, right?
Oh, you can say it. Pat McAfee.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You see what happened with his show, right? Similar to this. So he had great content, stayed consistent, you know, had a group of friends that, you know, was on the same page, similar to what you guys are doing. So, like I said, what you guys are doing is special. So I would just keep this going.
I mean, since you brought it up, I mean, I'm partly inspired by Pat McAfee, to be completely honest. So, you know, we are a supporter of Pat McAfee. I watched some clips from Pat McAfee. The Hammer Down Boys helped me with gambling when I have troubles of picking a side or what I really want to do. I listen to the Hammer Down Boys. So I'm a supporter of Pat McAfee. I've been a supporter of Pat McAfee for like 3-4 years or however long. I know since prior to COVID, around COVID, I was already a supporter of Pat McAfee. So, you know, it's fine. Yeah, man, great final words. Again, we appreciate the support. You didn't really get into the man cave, you know, the blue and yellow walls for the people looking. He does have Michigan color walls. That's not his background. This is literally his house. So, gotta go ahead. When I get down there to Florida, I gotta go ahead right on the walls or something. Throw some green on there. You gotta do something haterish.
Ah, nah, man. Look, do some hard work. You know what I'm saying? I got all four walls blue and gold. So, and then as you can see, I got a Dolphins helmet behind me. That's Tua. I got an autograph helmet from Tua. A couple basketballs signed by Haslam and Butler. I got a Butler jersey. Just some things I collected along the way. I got to get some autograph stuff from Michigan, though. That's the next goal for the cave.
Hey, look, good luck to you, man. My final words, man, like you said, I just want to watch a competitive football game. Hopefully we bring home Paul Bunyan. Bring Paul Bunyan home to MSU where he belongs, where he was for most of my time at MSU. Bring him home, fellas. Let's get this dub. And it's all love at the end of the day. I can't talk trash to pop out the country, but you know, I'm going to be texting you throughout the game. Man, just I hope for a good, clean fight. And that's it. That's all we have for y'all today. Shout out my guest, my uncle, for coming on to the show for this nice little fun segment. Again, you can catch the game 7:30 on NBC tomorrow night. And that's all we have for y'all today. And until Sunday, where I hit y'all with my recaps of what's going on college football, I'll be gone till Sunday. So, peace. Oh, shoot. Hold on. I missed the outro. My bad, fellas.
'Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button, no matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all the next episode.